Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressider. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
You're ready for this?
Okay, well, we've got a new theme song, so that's ideal.
Fuck yes.
Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressider.
It's me, Emily Tressider.
It is you.
Welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. And this week, our gem is us.
It is us.
We're the gem.
We are the gems. We're the gems.
Yeah, or we combine to be one big gem.
I don't want to do that.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be two medium-sized gems.
Yeah, can we be two big gems?
Okay, we can be two ginormous gems.
Perfect. I'm on board now. Now that we've sorted that out.
I'm very pleased. I am perhaps not as pleased, or maybe I am pleased.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we will find out, exactly. Time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we're going on a journey.
We are. We're going to complete a journey.
We're going to complete a journey.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're going to watch, is this now the fourth?
Third.
Third. We're going to watch the third. It feels like fucking four, am I right? No, just kidding. We're going to watch the third Star Wars.
Yes, Return of the Jedi.
I was just about to say Spider-Man.
You've got no idea.
Yeah, what day is it? I've got no idea. So we're going to watch Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Which is the final
of the original trilogy.
Right, okay. Yes. So we're going to finish off the OGs.
Yes.
Now, let's just do a quick recap. Do a quick recap.
Yeah, I don't need to. I've seen it a lot.
Okay, so what have we seen? We've met Yoda.
Yeah, we did. We did that in The Empire Strikes Back.
We met Yoda. He told Luke, he just like one-upped him with that thing in the water.
He got his ship out
of it. Yeah, you can do it, Luke. And Luke's like, oh, try. And it was like pretty cool, but like bit of piss poor.
Yep.
And then Yoda was just like, done.
Yep.
Just like mic drop.
Yeah, it was Yoda's mic drop moment.
And
you're right.
We've found out that Luke is the son of Darth Vader.
We did.
Just spoiler alert. Sorry, I should have said spoiler alert.
Haven't seen a movie
before
from.
I said that. Yeah, so we found out that Darth Vader is, in fact, Luke's father.
Mm-hmm.
Have I missed it? Oh, Leia and the other guy. Han Solo.
There we go.
They've got like sexual tension.
Yeah, they made out a bit.
And, ooh, Han's is in the thing, in the gold.
Just Han.
Han. It's hard because it's like Han Solo. It's like Han Solo. Could be either. It could be Han Solo or Han Solo.
If you want to eventually watch the...
She's so mad at me.
The prequel, not prequel, the Han Solo movie called Solo.
Yep.
A lot of people hated this moment. I thought it was fucking hilarious of how Han Solo gets his name.
Okay.
But I'm not going to spoil
Don't
it for
spoil
you.
It. Yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's in a gold thing, isn't he?
Yep. No.
No?
He's in carbonite.
Right. Okay.
Frozen in carbonite.
It looks gold, right? Okay. Right. My memory is not serving
It's me. Fine. That is where we're going to pick up this episode.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is gold. No. R2-D2.
No. C-3PO.
Oh, God. Damn it. I'm really trying.
I love that your first one was Obi-Wan Kenobi. You know, old Ben, how he's all gold?
I mean, it's spirit, duh. All right, well, let's just do it.
You want to do it?
I know what's going on.
Okay.
I just don't really know who's who in the zoo yet.
That's fine. C-3PO is the gold robot.
Yes.
Droid, but I'm going to call it a robot.
And R2-D2 is a little round.
The little sassy boy.
Yeah, yeah, the little sassy boy.
Yeah.
And I still think that Luke is a little bitch.
He is a little bitch.
He's becoming less of a little bitch, but...
Yeah. Well, we're going to pick up... It's not, they don't specify exactly how long, I think, but like, it's basically not long after the, you know how there was like a definitely a time jump?
Yeah, between the first and the second.
There's not really that.
Okay.
Picks
because
up.
Obviously Han is still trapped.
Yes, and basically it opens on...
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
All right, let's just do it.
Let's just do it. Yep. Can we start the movie? Do you reckon we should start the movie?
Yeah, let's start the movie.
Okay. We're starting the movie. Do it.
Ooh, I love that sound.
20th Century Fox beats.
Have they like...
updated it?
Yes. Absolutely. Right. Lucasfilm, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Lucasfilm?
George Lucas.
Who's that?
Oh, fuck you.
Off to a cracking start. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Four dots. Why the fuck are there four dots?
We've already discussed this.
So what? They never learnt?
No, they never learnt.
Right. All right, I'm hearing the music. There's a fade out. V1. I guess that means 3, 6. Damn it.
V is 5 and 1 plus 5. Yeah.
I didn't think that was right, to be honest. But I was like...
3 is just 3 eyes.
Right.
Are you going to read it?
I mean, sure. No, I'm not reading it. Okay, wait. Okay. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. The gangster.
Mm-hmm.
Jabba the Hutt. Yep. 2 T's. Loving that.
Yep.
This is the first time I've actually tried to read this, so that's impressive.
I'm very happy right now that you're reading it.
Space station even more powerful than the first dreaded Death Star. Ultimate weapon will spell certain doom. Oh, no. This is bad.
Look, there's 3 dots there.
Yeah, so they know what an ellipsis is. They just choose to ignore the fact that...
Sure.
Okay, well, I read it for the first time.
Yeah.
I got to say, it's quite informative.
Yeah, right.
I probably know a little bit more about what's going on and what's going to happen than I did last 2 times.
Absolutely. You kind of get the gist of what's happening.
Sure.
Sure.
They're doomed.
Yeah, they're all fucked.
Their small gang of heroes is doomed.
Yep.
Lots of stars. Digging it.
Stars.
Ooh, pan down. Dramatic.
Every Star Wars episode starts the same way with like it in the space and it pans up or down to a planet.
Right.
And then a ship goes across.
Every single one.
Mm-hmm.
Even to the new ones. Mm-hmm. I've also just got to say that we're having a night and we've got food. So this is you're experiencing us watching a movie and also having like a nice time.
I was very hungry. I needed to eat some chicken.
I already ate some mac and cheese. So we are crushing it.
Now you're just hanging out with us on a night.
Yeah, now you literally are just mates. I can feel you all with us.
Yeah.
Some people are talking. That guy kind of looks like George Clooney.
What?
The one on the left. Like a
wait until we go back.
C grade George Clooney.
We're not doing a full. I'm not doing a full commentary, by the way.
No, of course not.
We'll just give a couple of minutes of.
Yeah, I think you've got the gist of how I'm feeling about coming into this film.
No, that's all right. We can.
I don't want to ruin the film by talking all the way through it.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Look at this. This is 1983 special effects. Pretty good.
I've got
to
say, and I will definitely say this wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
The effects, the costumes are so good.
Right.
I love, 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 love the costume design. I think it's exceptionally good for the time. I could watch this and be like, yeah, okay, it's just like a kind of shitty version of a 2019.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Which is super impressive.
For 83, absolutely. When you hear that music, what do you think of? Do you know who's coming with that music?
Darth Vader.
Yes, she did it.
I did it.
So proud right now. My little girl's all grown up.
Little strepsil men with the strepsils on
oh,
their
that's
chest.
That's right, the strepsils on the chest.
Oh, he looks scared.
Well, Darth Vader's coming to visit. Wouldn't you be scared?
I don't know. I'm not that frightened of Darth Vader.
What?
Come at me, Darth Vader. That's how I feel.
I saw Star Wars for the first time when I was maybe like 5-ish.
That seems ludicrous.
And he scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, no, he doesn't scare me. But I think it's because I know that, like, he's not real.
Okay. He's basically come to check on how the building of the Death Star is going.
But the Death Star, the second, which
the
is
second
be
one.
More powerful and make it doom the fate.
Of the rebels, yes. Mm. Who are the people we love.
All right, Vicky, should we...
Let's watch it.
Yeah, let's watch it. We'll chat later.
Okay.
Guys, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, we'll come back with Emily's thoughts on Return of the Jedi.
I'm sure I'll love it.
You better. This was my favorite one.
What's
when
a Lucasfilm?
All right.
Oh my goodness me, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello.
Hello.
We're back.
We're back. We've done it. We've had a viewing session.
We watched the movie.
We ate some good food.
We did.
We watched a film.
Yep.
It was pretty long.
Yeah.
It felt long.
Well, at one point you were like, hey, how long's this got to go? And we checked, it was still 44 minutes left.
Yeah, which seemed like it was wrapping up and then it didn't wrap up. but, okay, what are my first thoughts?
Okay.
Well, I realized once we had met Jabba the Hutt.
Uh-huh.
Or no, I realized once we had met Leia was captured.
Sure.
That I was like, is this the episode with the gold bikini?
Yeah.
Because I have stayed away from some Star Wars sort of.
But you can't miss everything.
No. So I knew that there was.
And that's iconic.
Yes. This iconic bikini.
Sure.
So we met that, this film.
I like that you picked when she comes in disguise to rescue Han.
Yes.
You were like, is that Leia?
Well, it took me a couple of guesses.
Oh, did you? I didn't hear the other guesses.
Yeah, because I was like, that is too small to be Luke.
Yes.
And so I was like, I feel like it's Leia.
Sure.
Because it doesn't seem to be doing what it's supposed to be doing, sure. Which is like not fucking with the shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that was kind of cool. The bikini was cool.
Yeah.
I was very excited because at one stage during the film,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was a trap. Uh-huh. And so I said, it's a trap. And then I was like, oh my gosh, is this the one where it's a trap? Is it a trap in this one? And I got very excited.
And I was just like, yes.
Very excited.
It wasn't that moment, but yes, no, it will come.
Yeah, it was many, many minutes later. But also a interesting moment, I guess, was when that actually did happen.
Yeah.
When it's a trap happened, I always thought like he yelled it and was like, it's a trap. But actually it's just like, it's a trap.
Yeah.
Like he's very chill about
it.
It's a trap. It's very chill.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so I feel like it'd be hard to voice Akbar. Like he's a Mon Calamari. There's like a lot of big
Calamari.
There's a big headpiece involved in that costume, I can imagine.
It's probably a trap.
It's probably not. And also there's like a, like they live underwater most of the time.
Yeah.
And they come out for, you know, battles and things like that.
Wow, what a life.
Yeah. So I imagine that like air's not his preferred place to be.
Probably. Surely they can put like a helmet on him or something with water or whatever.
Well, yeah, I think sometimes they can.
I think he's just a chill dude.
He is a
chill. I think he's not overreacting in a situation.
Also, he's an admiral. He's been around for a long time.
If he freaks out, then everyone else will freak out.
Exactly.
You can't have someone panicking at the head of the ship.
Exactly. And not just the head of the ship, he's the head of the entire fleet there. Like, he's in charge of that whole thing.
I thought, yeah, okay.
You thought Lando was?
Yeah.
No, Lando's in charge of going into the Death Star.
Right.
Whereas Admiral Akbar's in charge of just the whole thing.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Some other thoughts that I had, and this one is very important to me.
Okay.
I have strong feelings about this, okay. And I will not be deterred from my feeling.
Okay. No, I would never do that.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
Ben.
Yes. Old Ben.
Old Ben. Now, he is in spirit form.
Yeah, Force Ghost.
So, riddle me this, Vicky Hanlon.
Yeah, sure.
How come if he's in spirit form, when he comes to talk to Luke, mm-hmm. he like strolls over and he's like, what's up, Luke?
Yeah,
just coming here to tell you whatever he tells him.
Yeah.
There's another one of you?
About his sister. Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh, controversial. You've kissed your sister. You're macking out with your sister though.
Yeah.
There's some sexual tension between you and your sister. Was that written like that in the beginning?
I don't know.
Or did they like write it as they were going? Because surely they're not going to write in incest.
Hey, Game of Thrones exists.
Or was it so that it was more like
a surprise?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's hard because he says that he had the big plan from the beginning.
Right. But he's a liar maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, what's your big controversy with...
Yes. Sorry. Aside from the incest, but you kissed your sister. When he comes to tell him that he's kissed his sister.
He doesn't phrase it like that, but yeah, sure.
I mean, we're all thinking it. He sits down.
Yeah.
No, Vicky. Why is that not more confronting for you? It's a spirit. You can't just sit on shit.
Why not?
He should be. He walks through shit, I assume.
Yeah. And I feel like he could decide what he wants to do, with, like, how he wants to.
No.
The force is with everything, right?
Oh. Blah, 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 force.
That is Star Wars, though, right? Blah, 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 force. Yeah.
But I also don't quite understand Star Wars with that whole force thing. Because, okay. Like, sometimes the force is, like, super powerful. And then sometimes it's just, like, not there.
It depends on who's trying to use it.
Because, like, Luke is, like, sometimes he does it and you're, like, yeah, sick. You're, like, lifting up the gold dude, yeah. Right? Yeah. Wait, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it.
Okay.
Okay. R2-D2.
Yep.
Is the little guy.
Yep.
Which means that that guy is CP3O.
3PO.
Damn it.
You're so close.
C3PO. Crushed it. Anyway, so sometimes he like lifts up C3PO and sometimes like you're like, you're in a fucking trap. Like do something, you idiot. And he's just like, oh no, I'm trapped.
By teddy bears.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know. It just seems like, why don't you always use the force if you've got it?
I think it's plot.
Devices. Yeah. I get it. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Also,
he's not a Jedi yet. I know he calls himself.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Also, how baller is it when he sends that like
the message
to Jabba?
Yeah.
And he's like, blah blah blah. I am a Jedi Knight or whatever he says.
Yeah. Sure.
You're like, no, you're not, bro.
Not yet.
You're really not.
you're on your way, but you're not there yet.
I guess, but he also...
You got to bump up your resume sometimes, you know?
He also didn't know that he wasn't yet, I guess. I guess he was like, I can move shit. I'm a Jedi. But then he hadn't spoken to
Yoda
yet.
Ben, yeah. Maybe.
And we do know he's a bit of a wanker sometimes. Like,
yes.
He thinks that he's, like, you know, really great. And so he probably was like, yeah, I can lift up objects now, so I'm a Jedi.
I'm a Jedi.
And they're like, no,
yeah.
You have more to learn.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that is canon in both the original canon and the current canon is that he becomes like a Jedi Master and then becomes a teacher. And so like that's the Jedi Knight, he could have been a Jedi Knight there, but then he eventually becomes a Jedi Master.
Right.
And finds other Jedis. Because the whole purpose, like, he's the only Jedi at the moment. Mm. And because the Jedi was wiped out by the Empire.
Yeah.
Which is why he's it.
Yeah, right.
The last Jedi, if you will.
But Vader is also a Jedi, but a bad one.
He's a Sith.
Right. That's like a bad Jedi.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
and so the Emperor is like a really super bad Sith.
Yeah.
Electricity.
Oh, yeah. How'd you feel about that?
I mean, here's my thoughts. Darth Vader doesn't scare me.
Sure.
He just doesn't for some reason.
Okay.
I'm just like
when he choked the guy in the first episode and then he blew up a whole fucking planet. Well,
he's a bad dude. I just think his aesthetic is not that scary to me. But maybe it's just because I'm watching it as an adult and I'm like...
I was going to say, as a five-year-old.
That's like...
Terrified me.
A helmet that you've added some plastic to. Like,
sure. You're a burns victim, not a, you know...
Wow. No, I wasn't going to say that. But I know he's awful and like you should be scared of him, but I definitely get the scary vibe from the Emperor.
Yeah.
He is a freaky old man.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to fuck with him.
No, yeah, not at all.
I definitely didn't want to fuck with him. Yeah. I was very scared of him even before he like did the electricity thing.
Yeah.
Wasn't keen.
So be it.
Yeah. And Jedi. I really like that, Vader has like a redemption moment.
Yes.
And it goes for ages. Like the Emperor is like zapping.
And he's like trying to decide whether to help him or not.
And you're like, fucking do it. Like redeem yourself, you fuck.
Yeah.
And then he finally does it and you're like, all right. Like, I mean, it doesn't really counter the awful shit you've done.
Yeah.
But it's a nice like story arc for your character.
For sure.
You're like, all right, Vader.
Last moment. And then he gets to look at Luke.
As a like proper, just his face to face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is nice. It's a beautiful time for everyone involved, sure. I assume.
Yeah.
But it's so corny when they're coming back and Han asks Leia if Luke made it off the
Black like,
Death Star or whatever.
He did.
And she's like, he did. And you're like,
I can feel it.
Yeah, exactly. I think I might have even said it before she said it.
Did.
I was like, I can feel it. Because, like, of course you can. There was a couple of things that I was like, I got another one before they said it as well, which was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but.
They were all like that sort of thing.
Yeah. Like just, of course, that's what you're going to say.
Yeah.
But overall, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the trilogy. I thought it was pretty cool. I'm really big fan of the costumes, really big fan of like how well they did everything.
The special effects and all that sort of stuff. 83. Or they would have been filming it in like 81, 82, I guess.
Yeah. Like some of it's like a bit dodge, but it's like of course also fun to watch. Yeah. Like
there's some green screen stuff that you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
When they're going through the desert on Tatooine and they're about to get like put into the Sarlacc pit by Jabba, and you watch the sand glider things go across and you're like, oh, that doesn't look good at all.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And then the bit where they're doing the green screen when they're on the hover bike things at the end in the jungle. In the Forest of Endor.
Yeah.
Jungle. Forest of Endor.
Yeah.
It's literally called a forest moon. Why would I say jungle?
It's fine. I'm not going to.
Thank you. Thank you.
No one much. Fuck on her for that, please.
Thank you very
much. She corrected herself very quickly.
Very quickly.
So, whatever.
But yeah, when they're doing the bike ride thing and it's just Luke and Leia sitting next to each other and you're like, oh, you can tell that they're just sitting in a studio.
But I find that films these days, same.
Sometimes,
like,
yeah.
They're driving scenes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like more, like, it looks more real, but you're still like, I can tell you're not driving a car right now.
For sure.
Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
So I think give them credit where credit's due.
When I was watching them for the first, this was my favorite one when I was a child.
Right.
Which I think has a lot to do with the Ewoks and everything like that. Because
they're very cool.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
They're very cute.
Yeah.
The little babies.
Oh, they're so cute.
They are so cute.
Yeah. How sad is it when one of them dies?
No. And then the friend's like, hey, get up. And then, like, it doesn't move. And you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, no.
And then it just loses its mind. Oh. So sad. Yeah, it was a sad moment.
Yeah, I definitely used to, like, cry a little bit.
I definitely didn't cry at all during any
of
this.
Yeah, but as a 7-year-old or whatever.
No. I can also appreciate that, like, if you're super invested, it would be very upsetting.
It's very sad.
And, like, even the Vader bit would be pretty sad, I guess, as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Like, he was always going to die, though, wasn't he?
Well, you'd hope so.
Yeah.
A girl can dream. Like, my favorite costume of this film was their camo gear, which was literally just like op shop jackets and like ponchos that they've spray painted camo, which I'm very into.
Yeah.
Because like you could actually imagine that if they were like rebel like forces or whatever, they would probably do that.
They don't have camo. They have to.
So I'm into that. I liked that.
Sure.
Because like Hans's jacket was like literally like what you can imagine finding like a grandpa suit in like an op shop these days, like the felt kind of suit.
Sure.
Jacket.
His that jacket, and I don't know if this is canon anymore because I've only seen Solo, like his prequel movie, once.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah, so maybe, nah, it's not canon anymore. But in the, he's like, he was in the, he's from a planet called Corellia.
Right.
And he was in like their army, essentially, or their navy or whatever.
Yeah.
And his jacket is like from that.
Right.
So like he has stripes down his pants and that's like
a throwback to that.
Yeah. That's supposed to be.
So he doesn't have any other pairs of pants.
Apparently not.
Just one pair of pants.
Yeah.
And you better wash one jacket on the frequent on.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He just, like, even though he's a smuggler now and everything like that, he still tends to rock his old army gear.
Yeah, right.
All the time.
Oh.
Never really understood.
Yeah, no, neither. That, like, doesn't make sense.
No.
I guess it's for a story arc or whatever.
Sure.
We can all just put it down to that. Other highlights included when Leia killed Jabba.
Oh, so good.
Baller.
Yeah.
Loved that.
Yeah.
Super great. You do you, girl.
Yeah.
But also, there were a few moments in the film where I'm like, you have nothing behind your eyes right now. like she'd be told something emotion? And she'd just be like, okay, or like whatever. And you're like,
Leia. When she finds out that she's Luke's
yeah,
sister.
She's just like silence, but nothing. Like her face doesn't move. She's just like listening. This is my listening face.
See, I always took that face as like a like slight confusion, but like, you know, when you just kind of freeze when you're told something sometimes?
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I always took that as.
Speaking
but also, she was probably real high on cocaine all the time. So, yeah, you're probably right.
Speaking of hearing stuff.
Sure.
I think maybe my favorite moment of the entire film is after all the shit goes down, they've won, they're victorious, they're having a good time. Han and Leia are sitting together and he goes, Han goes to Leia like, you love him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
About Luke. And she's like, yeah, I do love him. And he gets like a bit upset.
He's like, oh, well, then, I won't, when he gets back, I won't stand in your
way. Yeah, yeah. And like, he gets a bit upset, whatever. And she's like, no, no, no. Like, no, it's not what you think. Like, he's my brother.
Yeah.
To which Han says nothing. asks nothing. Just sits there and is like, okay. And kisses without any, like, anything. Like, what? You just found out that your friend and like colleague is the brother of the person that you love, and you're literally,
and you've known each other. You've known all three of you have known each other for years at this point.
You've got no questions, not a single question. You know that Darth Vader is his dad, and you have no questions.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know that.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he finds that out after the movie.
Oh,
in canonically.
Right.
Ex-canonically.
Wait, what? Because don't think that they spoke in the year between when... Oh, because he was frozen.
He was frozen. But he only just told Leia that he... Because she goes,
yeah, right.
He's your father.
Yeah, right.
So he doesn't know that.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah.
Still, no questions.
No, no. The you don't need to know that to be like, what? I... No, what?
Yeah, like how?
Yeah.
Tell me how. I guess it's not important how, but also it's like, wouldn't you, you'd have surely...
Also, have you known this the whole time and you're just telling me? Like, wait, didn't you make out?
Exactly.
What?
Like you'd have some questions.
Yeah.
But I guess it was like the movie had already been going for too long at this point.
We couldn't have that whole
he doesn't have any time to ask questions. Just fucking kiss.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely talked about in... the very first book that was written that's set after Return of the Jedi originally.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it is in the canon of the new movies as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they discuss it.
Yeah.
Just not right then.
Yeah.
He's got more important things to do, like making out with her. Way more important.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Priorities, hard.
Sure.
And yeah, no, I just wanted to know, like, after the film... You know, I had questions myself. Like, do they get married? Like, do they have kids?
Yeah.
And it's so complicated.
And I went through the two different canons for you.
But it's so complicated with the two canons. Like, what's the real story?
Well, one's not. One's called, like, the Legends universe now, and that's what I grew up with.
Right.
And then the movies is now the proper canon.
Right.
So they basically wiped that. It's no longer... It's like glorified fan fiction now.
Wow. But that's the original stuff.
Yes. That's the original universe that happened. So so Han and Leia originally got married. They had twins and then another child. And then like a whole, you know, so many things happened.
Yeah.
Like Luke got married at one point.
Wow.
Yeah. To Mara Jade, which was, you know... She's this beautiful redhead lady who used to be a smuggler, I think. She was a criminal of some sort.
Baller.
Yeah. Whereas in the new movies, they don't seem to get married. And they, because when we first meet them, they haven't seen each other for ages. He's gone off smuggling again, living the Han Solo life.
Love that.
Thank you. Yeah. And she's like, she's a general. For the rebels, well, they call them, what are they now? The Republic? I can't remember what they're called in the new movie.
Right.
They're called the Republic in the old movie, the old books.
Right.
Yeah, she's in charge of that. She's, you know, basically. And the other
boss.
Yeah, exactly. And they have a son rather than three children. And that's it.
Right.
But there's similar story arcs for that.
Don't say them.
No, I won't. But there's similar story arcs for the son. In the new movies that there is for one of the kids in the old canon and
so
stuff like that.
So they pick and choose what they want to do.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I mean, each to their own. Yeah. You do you.
Yeah. So depending on whether you wanted them to get married or not, depends on, you know, which one you want to go with.
Yeah.
They have their troubles in both.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean,
I can see that.
Yeah,
your relationship is weird. I'm not fully into it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't really know how they're in love, to be honest.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I think he's a bit of a dick, to be quite frank.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, bit of a dick.
He's a... and
like, sarcastic.
Yeah, well, she has a little bit of that to her.
Yeah, she's a bit sassy as well, but, yeah. Like, I just... don't fully understand it.
No, that's fair.
Seems like a lot of just like sexual energy.
Yeah, you reckon it's more of a lust than love thing?
I mean, if I had to say.
Yeah.
I just don't think because like obviously the films are supposed to be like, you know, very like action heavy, explosions.
Yeah, they're sci-fi movies. That's
there's not a lot of time for relationship development.
Sure.
So it's just from my point of view as a like avid rom-com romance movie fan.
Sure.
Reality television where you see all of the relationships just fully explored.
Sure.
You just don't get that depth.
Sure.
You know?
Fair enough.
For me, I'm like, I don't understand how you can say you love this person when you've had three conversations and one of them you forcefully kissed you or whatever happened. You know?
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. But, you know, that's my...
Yeah, well,
I'm bringing my lens.
Yeah. Also, there's a year in between when... he gets frozen and when they go rescue him, apparently, canonically, like in the...
Yeah. And they haven't spoken in a year.
Yeah.
And she's just madly in love.
Yeah.
Well,
for him, it's like 5 seconds probably.
Yeah. But the last memory that he has is her saying, I love you and him saying, I know.
Yeah.
So hopefully his brain was working in that fucking time so that he could be like, next time she says it, don't say I know.
Just say I love you. Fuck that, man. You fucked it.
But then she gets her revenge because he says I love you and then she says I know.
Yeah.
So
it's beautiful.
No, it isn't. That's not beautiful.
No, you're right.
That's revenge.
It is. It is revenge. What a thing to build a relationship on.
Exactly.
We're just going to like... trade spiteful comments to each other for the next however many years.
And I can imagine that is what their relationship would be like.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's a whole big thing that, like, in the books at least, and probably in the, like, a lot of their stuff is because she's in charge and he has difficulty dealing with that. Because she is a princess as well, because she's Princess Leia, right?
How, though, if she's the son of Darth Vader?
Her adopted family.
Right, of course.
She's a princess.
Right.
So there's also, like, in the books, because she's a princess, people don't want her to marry Han Solo. They want her to marry a prince from another planet.
Right.
And she's like, no, but I want to marry for love, et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole lot of that sort of stuff involved in it. And there's a lot of that sort of stuff that she's a princess, but she's also a general in the army and... you know,
she's a jack of all trades.
Yeah, she's
layer of all trades.
A layer of all trades.
She's layered.
She's also the only, apart from one other woman, she seems to be the only woman in this galaxy.
Which is insane.
Yeah. So, like, Han didn't have much choice but to fall in love with her if he's straight.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
It's her or Mon Mothma, who's the one who...
And Luke, unfortunately, unless he wants to be incestuous.
Yeah.
Has no options.
Sorry.
We're all out of options.
Yep. Oh, well. That's fine. He's got his work.
Yeah. He's got the job.
Yeah. His work is now finding other Jedis and bringing them back and, like, renewing the Jedi Knight.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got shit to do.
Yeah, he's got so much stuff to do.
The other thing that I just remembered as well is because we watched the film all the way to the end of the credits.
We did.
Because we were just like chatting and whatever.
Yeah.
And no one could be bothered pressing stop.
Yep.
And so we got to the end of the credits. Like, I was just saying,
we watched an original cut, but not the original movie.
Right. So it probably wasn't.
So all of those, what you're about to talk about is not...
It wouldn't have been in the original.
Yeah, of course.
Right, okay. Because at the end, it was like honorable mentions and then all of these fucked names. Just like...
internet pseudonyms.
Cyberbot 107. Like...
There's one that was like Stinky Dinky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, just all of this like weird shit.
It's definitely people that have like put money towards... that version of that film.
It's so weird. Like, okay, if you're Listen, guys.
Sure.
If because this still happens with like Possible and like crowdfunding.
Yeah, that would have been exactly what it was. It was something like that.
So if you're about to invest some money into a film or something that your name is going to be on,
yep.
Don't you think you should choose your username that's just your name?
Yeah.
Like, don't you want actual credit? Want, like your children, yeah. You're like, you know what, actually, in the third Star Wars, I actually invested some money and I've got an honorable mention in the credits. And then you watch it with your grandchildren and they're sitting there and they're like, oh, which one's you, Grandpa? And you're like, oh, Stinkybot 2000. Like, what the fuck?
Like, no, I think you make a good point, but also Stinky Dinky, who doesn't want to be called? Who doesn't want that?
But I could say that was me. You could. You know? Like anyone could claim that.
That's
I could
true.
Read one of them and be like, oh yeah, bloody Peas 25 Moon.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah. Sure. Maybe we can do that. We can just pretend that we put money towards that.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm down. If only this wasn't recorded and everyone knows now.
Fuck. yeah, I've got my name at the end of a credit somewhere. Maybe.
So do I think.
Yeah. I think it's one of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
That's interesting.
I've definitely put money towards, like, yeah, something like that. Because if you watch the extended editions of the Lord of the Rings ones.
Yeah.
At the end of the extended credits, there's just like thousands of names.
Wow.
Thousands of names.
Is yours Sassy Girl 300?
Yeah, obviously.
Right. Yeah, I have watched all of them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, which one would be Vicky?
That feels like
Sassy Girl 300.
Yeah, that feels like it would
be. Did you use your proper name? Do you remember?
I think, yeah, I would have. Yeah. It's like I have a St. Kilda jersey that has, I can't remember what anniversary it was, but so St. Kilda is red, white, and black.
Uh-huh.
And there was one year where they made the red and the black out of names.
Yeah.
So like, and they're just, the names are everywhere on the.
Cool.
So my name is somewhere on one of those as well, which is very cool.
On one jersey?
No. On like the run of them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I have one jersey that has my name on it somewhere.
That's cool. Have you found your name?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So they actually had to reprint them because they, in the first one, there's like. Where it's like sewn and stuff like that, there are names that are there and you couldn't read them properly.
Yeah.
And then people complained.
Of course. You paid the same amount of money, right?
Exactly, yeah. And so they had to reprint them all with like the names taken away from the
and
sewing
points.
And they
probably lost money.
I probably, yeah. Probably.
After all of this, like, oh yeah, we're going to get a lot of money for this.
Yep. And then.
Nope. Wrong.
Sorry.
You're going to have to do it twice and lose money. Ha ha, psych.
Oh well. yeah, but my name is on there somewhere, which is real cool.
That is very cool. I don't have my name on anything, really. Oh. I don't think.
Do you not support things?
Not overly. I definitely do have my name on a film.
Yeah, well, that's
a friend
nice.
Of mine's a director and he did a film and had a Possible campaign. So
that's nice.
That was a thing that happened.
That's great.
No jerseys, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe, not really my jam, as you know, Vicky Hanlon.
Maybe we can make you like a piece of merch that's just like got Emily Tresidder written.
I definitely do want to do merch this year. So
okay, we'll figure out something.
We will figure it out.
If you've got any suggestions, listeners.
Yeah. If you want, my show's called Just Doing It. If you have any ideas for merch,
that doesn't,
let us know.
Doesn't take away a copyright from a particular
brand or not brand, who knows. Also thank you, I want to say thank you as well, speaking of listeners having input, I appreciate anyone that offered a suggestion for the name of my solo podcast.
Oh yeah.
While I'm traveling around.
That's great.
I'm still not set on a name, so if anyone else has any ideas, I'm going to be traveling around the world and doing a one woman podcast about my travels,
yeah,
and just talking about that.
Sure.
So I think it'll be super interesting, but yeah, if you have any punny titles or just a good idea,
yeah, anything,
keep sending them
let us know. I think, it's great.
It is great. Well, I guess in conclusion, I would say I enjoyed the film.
Which one was your favorite?
Which one do you... What happened in the first one?
He discovered that he was could use the Force. They met Han. They went and rescued Princess Leia from the Death Star. Her planet blew up and then they blow up the Death Star. Luke blows up the Death Star.
Oh, yeah.
And
then the second one, they meet Yoda.
Yep.
He learns how to be a Jedi.
Yep.
And
they go to Cloud City. Lando betrays them. And then...
I think the second one's my favorite.
Sure. That is the general consensus.
Yeah.
You are.
Well, there you go. I'm just basic, like always. It's me, Emily Tressler. Basic.
Well, it's the one with the, like, because the first one is like a, you know.
Set up.
Yeah, and it's also a self-contained story. Like, if that was just the whole thing.
That is also fine.
Yeah, that it kind of was originally just meant to be one.
Yeah. They did. Well, then you didn't have it planned, you fucking liar.
Yeah, exactly.
Take that.
Yeah, because originally it was just called Star Wars. And then they put in A New Hope, like episode 4, A New Hope.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
So
you're a liar.
Yeah.
And the incest happened in the first episode, right?
Second.
Oh.
Started the second one.
That, the plot thickens. So we may never know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I enjoyed it and I thank you for giving me that experience.
No worries. No worries.
I appreciate it.
I do want you to see the, maybe not the prequels, but I do want you to see the new ones just because they're fun and they're good movies. But we don't have to talk about them on here if you don't want to.
Well, I mean, it's up to the people. What can we do? How we did the comment. So what can we do? A comment.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We did Jedi last time.
Because it's the Return of the Jedi.
Because it was Return of the Jedi. So if you want us to watch the prequels, then you can say.
Please.
No. No, if you want us to watch the prequels, then you can write Phantom.
Okay.
And if you want us to watch the new ones, just say Force.
Okay.
Yeah.
Phantom v. Force.
Phantom v. Force.
Okay, and what if they don't want us to watch anymore? What if they're like, we've had it up
no
to
more
here
Star
with
Wars.
Star Wars. You can say end the war. Nah.
End the war.
Yeah, okay. If you don't want any Star Wars, say any more Star Wars, say end the war. If you want prequels, say Phantom.
Yep.
If you want new ones, say Force.
Beautiful.
God, this is very complicated.
Very
this week.
Complicated thing. No one is going to say anything now. We've fucked it.
I'm sure they will still say things. So yeah, Well, I mean, time will tell whether we do
we'll
or
see.
We don't.
I'm sure it'll be.
It's all content, baby.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for listening to the pod.
Thanks, guys. Our tickets for our live shows at the festival will be on sale now. If you want to go to comedyfestival.com.au.
My show is still on sale.
Yep.
And will remain on sale. So buy your tickets.
Yep.
I'll be at Trades Hall 7:30 all the way through festival. My show is called Just Doing It.
So excited.
Emily Tressida, Just Doing It. You can buy your tickets at the festival website or Emily Tressida at Frontier Comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's.
I'm pretty sure it just sends you to the Comedy Festival website anyway.
Yeah, so actually, just go to the Comedy Festival website.
Comedy
That's probably
Festival.
The best way to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, search Emily Tressida. You'll be able to find both of the shows if you search Emily's name.
Hey.
Look at that.
It's going to be all right. It shall be. You'll hear from us next week.
All right, thank you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want, it's up to you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.